We will get to NFL winners and losers in a second. Before that, though, a quick plug for our friends at Trados. Grain marketing does not have to be difficult. If you give the guys at Trados a chance to do it for you, you'd be much happier, less stressed. Go Trados.com. GOTRedas.com.
Number.
Hey, spell that one. Give it that one more time.
Yeah, the website. Go Trados. GOTRedas.com. GoTrados.com.
God, that's incredible. That really is like that.
That they have a website?
They have a website.
Amazing. They're up with the time.
It's incredible. They can get that done. Yeah. Oh, God. I tell you what.
Yeah,
Doug Simon, all right, in the office, is also another person that has to get mentioned. We talk about Adam a lot right now, but Doug Simon is someone... Ooh. He's basically the big toe, the mayor, the governor of the entire company. And Doug is doing an incredible job for those. Also, when the thing that Adam wanted to point out to you, that when you meet with them, when they come out as a team. So it's not just one person. So you got people from all over the state that are invested in your commodities. They're going to come meet with you as a team from top to bottom. You don't want to have just like right now, I don't want to meet with just you, me, or Jake. I want to meet with all three of us.
They have their own stool.
They're like a 14-leg stool is what they are.
Do you know Doug?
I do. I don't know him personally real well, but I've talked to Adam in great detail about Doug. And like you said, he's the one. He's going to make you a lot of cash. He's going to make you a lot of bonus cash right now. And you're sitting on your grain right now. What are we going to do?
Oh, yes.
It's sitting there right now. What are we going to do? This is your time. Because all of a sudden you make a mistake, and it can be a daily mistake. All of a sudden it's like you panic. Right there, not happen.
There's a specialty.
Not with Doug Simon. No chance.
Their specialty.
Yeah.
You know defense. I know offense. They know grain marketing.
OC Sip over here. OC Sip.
And they have a website.
Hey, that's incredible.
That's incredible. Yeah,
that's amazing. Go Trados.com. The website, GOTREDAS.com. Go Trados.com. Let's get to week 7 NFL winners. And losers. Are you ready, nice. Sip? Are you ready?
Bill, listen and learn.
Here we go. Always sponsored by Fuhrer's Cheese Spread, the staple of every tailgate. Also, as Bill says, put it in your chili. It's a game
really
changer.
Just a whop.
Get it in most local groceries. Let's go to the winners starting off in NFL Week 7.
Come on, Jake.
The Baltimore Ravens last night. I'm going with last night. 41-31. They were down 10-0 and then went on a 34-0 run in this football game. Derrick Henry was great. Lamar Jackson was great also. The defense, after a rough start, was awesome. 41-31, 5 straight wins for the Ravens. They're tied with Pittsburgh on top of the AFC North. Those teams are playing some ball right now.
Oh, wow.
They are problematic. I mean, it's amazing that the Ravens, again, lost to the Raiders. But since then, pounding teams left and right. Left and right. So number one winner is last night, the Ravens. Number two, the Lions are still a great story. They had a great back-and-forth game at Minnesota. They went on a last-second field goal by a guy named Jake Bates. Never heard him before. Jake Bates, the kicker. 31-29, they went at Minnesota. They're now 6-1 on the season.
Jeez.
The Lions are hot right now. They're hot. The Chiefs did not look pretty.
No.
But you know what? They won 28-18. Mahomes this year has 6 touchdowns and 8 picks, and they're 6-0.
How's that possible?
I have no idea.
I repeat, Patrick Mahomes has been a several-time MVP, Super Bowl champ, 6 touchdowns, 8 picks, not impressive through 6 games, and they're 6-0.
I think he threw 2 on Sunday.
He did.
They're correct. The only undefeated, correct?
That's correct. The only team left, and they haven't even looked that good. That's the problem. When he gets going, good luck.
How much of that is their defense?
The defense has been incredible so far.
Spagnuolo.
Yeah.
Spagnuolo.
Spags.
Yeah.
Spags. Chris Jones, Trent McDuffie. I mean, they're making plays left and right on that defense. So, again, wasn't a beautiful game, but they win 28-18 at San Francisco in a Super Bowl rematch. By the way, going back to that Ravens game, I mentioned Mike Evans in the loss, became the 11th player ever in the history of the NFL with 100 career touchdowns.
Big body.
He's a Hall of Famer. He is
it's a big
Hall
body receiver. Oh, big body receiver.
How long has he been playing?
This is like his 9th or 10th year.
Oh, it's forever. I mean,
he's consistent every single season. Yeah. He always puts up numbers. He is a certain Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Mike Evans. Number 4 winner. The Seahawks had lost 3 straight games. They were 3-0. They lost 3 straight. They go to Atlanta, who's playing some good football, and they pound the Falcons on
the
road.
Ugly.
34-14. That was a stunner on Sunday.
That was a stunner.
The offense came alive. The defense put Kirk Cousins in the ground.
Jeez.
And they blew out the Falcons 34-14. That was an impressive win by Seattle going across the country. Number five winner, the Packers hosting the Texans 24-22. C.J. Stroud, 78-yard passing for the Texans.
Ooh.
At Lambeau.
Ooh.
Say that again?
C.J. Stroud, who's having a phenomenal season, had 78 passing yards at Lambeau Field.
How about that division? With the
North, NFC North?
NFC
North is insane.
Yeah, insane.
Every team is over 500. I think the Bears are last place at 4-2. They had a bye week. That's why they're last place. They're 4-2. To the losers, the Panthers had that one-week revival against the Raiders, and since then they have just died. They lose 40-7 to the Commanders. Now, Jaden Daniels, the quarterback for Washington, got hurt early in this game. Here comes Marcus Mariota to go and say, I've had no problems here. 200-plus yards passing.
The old man.
They went 40-7 against the Panthers. Yeah. The Panthers are horrible. They're going the wrong direction quickly. It's not good in Carolina.
Mariota might play for four more years. He might play for six. He's one of those guys that's going to play for like 16 years. He really will.
As mostly a backup. Short-term started with the Titans, but yeah, mostly a backup ever since. Speaking of the Titans, they have their worst start since 2015. Yeah, they beat the Dolphins a couple weeks ago, but they lose 34-10 to the Bills. They were up 10-0, 34 straight points by Buffalo. 34-10, Bills 1-5 are the Tennessee Titans.
They just faded off.
Brian Callahan, first-year head coach there for Tennessee.
You look at their roster and you don't see much.
No.
You're not looking at the roster going, like, they should be winning. I don't see the roster.
No, they're not good. Number three loser, the New York Giants lose 28-3 to the Eagles. They pulled Daniel Jones in the fourth quarter. Here comes Drew Lock. Didn't do anything. It was not worth the point. They had 118 yards of offense.
118. I think they've had four home games, and they've scored one touchdown. One touchdown in four home games.
Oh, God.
118 yards.
When you get 118, that's problematic.
This is the NFL.
Good
professional.
God.
118 yards? Come on, man.
That's come bad.
Head coach is an offensive guy.
Yeah, Brian Daboll, right. He was good with the Bills as an OC. Not working out for the Giants. They made the playoffs 2 years ago somehow.
If we got Daniel 118 Jones. At halftime, you're going, what are we doing?
Exactly. Well, at halftime.
It's the full game.
Imagine halftime, you got 40. It's like...
It's trouble.
Number four loser, the Cleveland Browns just cannot get out of their own way. They've had some close games. They gave up the opening kickoff for a touchdown to the Bengals. Deshaun Watson out for the year with the ruptured Achilles. He's done that. They're now 1-6, 21-14 Bengals over the Browns.
If you're a Cleveland Browns fan and you're cheering Watson's injury, evaluate yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Take a step back and look at your life a little bit.
That is
bad. It's a terrible look. I mean, he's been disappointing, but come on. It's a rupture. Two straight seasons with a big injury to end his year.
You're cheering a dude that's down, injured.
It's not right.
Yeah, you got some issues.
And the number five loser, the Miami Dolphins. Anthony Richardson was 10 for 24 passing for the Colts.
10 for 24. How many yards?
He had like 125 yards passing.
That's a wild, Jake.
And the Dolphins lost to that team.
They lost.
They had two fumbles on the Colts side of the field. Ooh. They targeted Tyreek Hill two times.
Ooh, why is that?
One catch, I believe, for 8 yards for Tyreek. Jalen Waddle had two targets also in this game.
Why would you only target Tyreek Hill twice?
What's going on Jake?
That's a great question
to ask. What's going on with the offensive coordinator, Jake?
Well, it's Mike McDaniel, who has lost his genius. He's not brilliant anymore without Tua, who might be back this week. It doesn't matter. That team stinks. That team is bad.
Yeah, Tua's back practicing.
They run the ball well, which is great to see. The offensive line, I guess, can run block. They can't pass block. But
is there any way that Tua could get him to the playoffs?
I was looking at the schedule is rough now for Miami. They blew up. I mean,
are you serious?
Their
about
first
that?
Six games.
Yeah, well, they're only two games back. I mean, they could.
The Dolphins are second in the AFC East.
The reason I bring it up is,
are you serious?
Or should you be like, going, listen, there's no chance we can make the playoffs. I'm not playing Tua.
But here's the problem with that.
He gets a concussion 2 weeks from now. It's probably career over.
Yes.
It's probably career over.
It's a tough situation because the Dolphins are built right now. They have all this money going out. They got to win now. They don't have time to just blow up the season unless they trade these guys off. If they're going to trade, it's time to trade now. But if they're going to try to win,
Jake is the GM.
Yeah. Well, Chris Greer is a joke. He needs to be fired yesterday.
Whoa. Things got heated.
That's just a fact.
Can we call into them? What radio show would you call into, Jake? The Miami. What
station?
They've
changed a lot of stuff in Miami in terms of radio. I don't even know who's on the radio anymore. Big O, I think, is his name.
Big O.
Let's get a hold of him.
they go.
Jake would be, I think he'd be an okay GM if he could just rein himself in.
Yes.
You'd have to have a right-hand man who's very calm.
You need someone to
kind of... You can't trade this guy right
now. When the hands came out, when Jake went with one of these, it's like, all right, time out.
Yeah. You can't almost, you can't just cut the kicker every week, Jake. You can't just... You got
to
have a kicker.
You almost have to have someone by his side at all times.
At all times. He would. Just like, don't say it. Don't say it.
So... Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSINTERNATIONAL.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered. Okay, last winners and losers. One last thing. Going back to the Lions and the Colts, I mentioned how Richardson was horrendous in his efficiency on Sunday. This is from Adam Schefter.
Okay,
from ESPN. The stat of the day from yesterday is that in their past four games, the Detroit Lions have scored more touchdowns, 18, than Jared Goff has incompletions, 15. Over the past four games, he's had 15 incomplete passes.
So he's worked his way into the MVP conversation.
Absolutely. Probably. Don't forget, against the Seahawks, he had no incomplete passes. Zero. Zero incomplete passes. That's impossible
to
do.
That's
a good QBR. That's a serious dude.
If there is someone that I would like to see besides, I'm a Bengals fan, obviously. If there's only one person I want to see win it all, it's Goff.
Why is that?
Because he got traded from the Rams off a very good team, and they traded for Stafford. And they end up winning it. He took him to the Super Bowl. He took him to the Super Bowl and got traded. Kind of like, you're not our guy. And obviously, he's a dude.
Yeah, he is.
And I'd love to see him. And then to do it at Detroit, that would be a cool thing.
That is.
And Dan Campbell leading him. Dude.
Sip at your hypothetical of me being the GM and me needing to be taken care of. Someone says, I would have to have take it easy played at all moments.
Yes.
An assistant is just play take it easy any game.
Because Jake is the best part, because how fast it flips. When I talk to him on the phone, we're just driving down to Indian Cave. We're going to go for this. I'm not really following the game, but you know, it is what it is. Everything was very relaxed. All of a sudden, this sucks. All right, what's going on? I'm getting text messages of just mayhem. But before I talked to him, he's like, nah, you know what? It just is what it is.
It's betrayal.
It's betrayal.
I've been
33
betrayed.
Years of betrayal. And he did not true. He did not hold it calm, and he betrayal. Was he was on his phone the entire hike. He was on his phone tracking the game. Elizabeth had to be just furious.
Like, come on.
But he
was
acted
get away
like,
from the football. He was today.
No, I'm just gonna get away from it. You know, it is what it is, Bill. It's okay.
I would say.
And then he blew up, and then here came the text messages. Complete
I've been betrayed for 33 years.
That got me.
The
level of the word betrayal got me.
Yeah.
I've been betrayed by football.
For 33 years.
I stand by it.
You're very reactionary.
But you had the game. We looked it up. You played Mattel football.
I did, yeah. I saw the picture you sent. I definitely have that game, and I have played it for hours. It's a very fun game.
Better times.
I'm going to Midwest Bank today.
Yes. Are you heading up?
To the lounge. I'm going to play the Mattel lounge. Sounds great.
It could take a couple hours. It'd be good for you to drive up there on a fall day.
Yeah. See some harvest.
I could do that.
Yeah.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today, okay. Our topic is current Big Ten running backs.
No.
There's 18 teams. No Shouldn't chance. Be that tough.
So no what, how are we going to do
I
it?
I will give you the player's name.
But God.
You tell me what Bill, school he plays
should
for.
Should Bill be better?
There's 18 options and probably 17. I'm not going to be Nebraska. You got 17 options here. 464-5685. Shut up, Zipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Zipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Zipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Zipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip, and Bill in trivia. Current Big Ten running backs are trivia today.
We should be
you
good
have to
this.
Feel okay.
Yeah, I feel good. I actually feel good.
You cover football.
Nebraska football.
Okay, we our caller is Cullen. Cullen, how do you feel about current Big Ten running backs?
I feel good about beating Sip.
All right, well, here we go.
It just got personal.
No, it did.
It just got personal.
Bill is a lifeline for one question
let's dance,
always.
Cullen.
Let's dance.
There That's we go. Bill's line.
Yeah. Let's dance.
All right, Cullen, Bro. First question goes to you. What Big Ten running back, what team does running back Jordan James play for?
Come on.
Oregon.
Is he a Duck? Yes, he
is. You got one. Even I had that
one. Yeah, he's good. He's good.
1-0 lead for Cullen. Sip, first question. What Big Ten team does running back Jonah Coleman play for?
I have no idea. I have no
These are all seen as top-tier running backs in the conference.
Really? Jonah Coleman?
All four people are giving are starters that are doing well this year.
We can do process of elimination.
Let's go from the top, then. He's not Ohio State.
Not Michigan. Not Penn State.
5 seconds.
Oh. Okay, he's probably either Maryland.
Four.
Or UCLA.
Three.
No, UCLA's rushed for 40 yards.
Yeah. Okay, you're right.
Yeah. Two. Yeah.
Maryland. This is a good Michigan State.
I'm fine.
Nope, Jonah Coleman not on Michigan State. Do you want that, Colin, or not?
I do not want that.
That'd be the Washington Huskies, and he's, I think, top six in the league in rushing.
I'm
going
to say
now.
I should have known that one because I remember him now.
Against Rutgers. Against he commented Rutgers. On him. He was good.
Yeah.
Damn it, Bill.
I even commented on him. I said he ran really well.
This Coleman guy from Washington. You said Coleman.
I said his name. It's really good. I even texted my friend and said, why is he not?
Bill.
This one. Hey, this is on me.
That was on Bill.
This is on me.
Colin.
We're paid not to freeze up.
Yeah.
Colin, this is for the win. Last question. Incredible. What Big Ten team does running back Woody Marks play for?
Got that. You know that one.
I don't know.
Ooh. Ben, we know. I do know.
Uh-oh.
100%.
It just got interesting.
Five.
Ooh.
Four.
Michigan State.
Oh, we're back. We're back in it.
Back in.
Woody Marks is a good running back, multi-purpose running back, catches the ball well, gets upfield well. He's not great. He's a transfer.
What else? Tell me more about him.
I think he's number four, USC.
And his fight song's playing right now.
Yes.
1-1 tie, and Bill is in play.
Oh, interesting.
Things really changed here. Sip for the win. What Big Ten team does running back K'Ron Lynch Adams play for?
Good God, Bill, I need you more than ever.
Starting running back, K'Ron. Top 15 in the league.
K'Ron Lynch.
Adams.
Damn. Oh, Adams is his last name?
K'Ron Lynch hyphen Adams. The hyphenated name. Lynch Adams.
So you got to think about this. Now think about it because it's a good rushing team. It's got to be a pretty good rushing team.
5 seconds on.
Just hold on.
K'Ron Lynch Adams. Five.
Fire one out there.
Four. Seven. Come on.
I don't know.
Three.
Wow. No idea. I'll go back to Michigan State.
Michigan State is correct.
What a guess.
What a guess.
Oh, we'll take that win. Mark it up, man.
Nice try, Colin. Colin down the road.
That was incredible.
All right, Colin is gone. Nice. That was nice. That was well done. Okay, tiebreaker for Bill. Since you've won the game, you're happy now. How many, Bill, how many players in the Big Ten have 500 plus rushing yards so far this season? What was the guess?
Nine.
Brilliant. On the dot.
How did you know that?
On the dot.
I think about football.
That was a quick guess. It was a great guess. Look at that.
The game show turned around.
That was a big turnaround.
It didn't look well.
It did not look good at all.
And then you guys just...
It wasn't total luck, because you do process of elimination. You know the teams that aren't running the ball.
You went back to Michigan State. That was...
Yeah. You know the teams that aren't running the ball well. Can't be one of them. Yeah. And you know, you generally know the guys for the teams that are good, so you pick one in the middle, Michigan State.
That is 2-0 on the week now.
What's
gentlemen.
Michigan State? Are they 4-2?
4-3, I think.
4-3.
Yeah, I think they're 4-3. Double check. I think they're four and three.
I think right now they're one of the teams of note.
They are of note. They're emblematic to me.
They're playing well. He has his team. They're together. Just incredible job. It really is. I mean, talk about a place.
Jonathan Smith.
Michigan State was not even discussed when the season was starting.
No,
it was like.
They get lost.
They were lost. They were below Northwestern. Northwestern won, 8 or 9 games last year. But my point is, Michigan State was like, yeah, whatever.
Michigan State's 4-3.
4-3.
Yep. 4-3.
They're emblematic.
And they're at Michigan.
Yeah, they're emblematic to me of the Big Ten, the way it is in my mind, where even the teams that aren't great, you look at them and you're like, oh, God, they got dudes.
You know, and of their,
up front, they're good.
Of their three losses, I mean, two of them were to Ohio State and Oregon back-to-back weeks. That's valid.
Yeah.
Understandable. 38-7 to Ohio State and 31-10 to Oregon. That's not bad.
They whipped Iowa.
This game is big. Imagine, who's this game bigger for, Michigan State or Michigan? Michigan State.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's still hard to shake that hangover from being national champions last year. Now you're 4-3. They scored 7 against Illinois.
So you think it's bigger for Michigan State or Michigan?
It's bigger for Michigan. What I'm saying is the Michigan State players. I mean, if you're in Michigan, you're like going 4-3. Sanctions coming. Last year we were undefeated. Where's this going? They look lost.
Colston Loveland, the Michigan tight end, said it's now about just wrecking other teams' seasons. I'm like, ooh, that's not great motivation.
No, it's not. It's not great motivation. And they scored 7 against Illinois. They scored 7.
That's it.
So I mean, Michigan State had 32 and they kicked 6 field goals. They couldn't score in the red zone.
Six
field goals. Because they got in the red zone. That's incredible.
Jonathan Kim, nice work.
Yeah. He did a good job. When we come back, the spillover on early break on the ticket.